Welcome back to another episode
of Robin Ted's Excellent Adventures. But boy, did we have an adventure this morning. Ted, why don't you tell them about what we did?
I'll tell them about, like, well, actually, why? Okay, so we woke up at 4:30, right? Robert, do you want to tell them about your driving?
No, that's not important.
So then you can tell them about the hunt, because you know more about hunting. Okay. I'll tell them about that one part of the hunt. And I also say about your driving. Robert, okay, went into a deceleration lane.
No, I didn't. That's the whole point.
Actually the whole point. So he was on a highway going like 60 miles per hour. He needed to turn left, okay? He was like, deceleration lanes are overrated. So he pulled into it, pulled right back out, and then hit that curve, turning left into the road, going like 55 miles per hour. Turning out of the deceleration lane because he knew if he tried to turn in, he would flip over. Robert can't drive.
Full sent. Let's go. Just how we full sent into the adventure that we went on today. So basically, it's turkey season in Virginia. Let's go. The property that we deer hunt holds little turkeys. I think that's partly because of coyote problems, right?
Yeah, we got
to. I think we need to take care of some yotes. Anyway. We don't have many turkeys on our deer hunting property. So we text up our good old friend from church, Jonathan Bowman, and he really wants to get us a turkey. Okay. And so he has access to hundreds, maybe even thousands of acres in Amelia County. And he knows where all the juicy turkey spots are. And so he invites us to come turkey hunting on a property, right? We have never even really heard of the gobble of a turkey. I mean, you did a couple weeks ago, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
Wait, what are you talking about that I was heard?
Didn't you say that you went out the side of the house and you could hear him on someone else's property and you were like shot gobbling?
When I was with George. Yeah, but it was really faint, and like it could have been the whole thing. Like I was just wanting it to happen, and so it like did.
Okay, the point is, we have never really turkey hunted. We want to so bad. I think they're such a cool animal, such a cool bird.
Very majestic.
Yeah, and it's just interesting how hard they are, considering that it's just like a giant chicken, you know, looking thing.
Yeah.
All right, so basically we go 4:30. We get there at like 5. Well, we wake up at 4:30, we leave at 5, and we get there at 5:45, whatever. And then we go out, we walk into, you know, a big old field where cattle are, and, you know, he says, all right, we're just going to wait here until we hear a gobble. He lets out his little, you know, owl thing. I can't do it.
No, you should do it. You should try it right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's why I use the pre-miss call. Anyway, that happened a couple times, and then we hear gobbles in the distance, and then we hear a gobble probably 100, 200 yards in the woods. So we go in 50 yards, and we hear a gobble, right? Keep hearing that gobble, so we set up. Both get on trees with the decoy.
We said probably safe saying, like, let's just say north for the sake of the argument, facing north.
Yeah, and so we set up, and then all of a sudden we start hearing a gobble even closer to, I guess, the west.
Yeah, it'd be the west.
Okay. And so, like, way closer, like probably only 100 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we reset up, right? Just changing our position. We didn't move at all. We just changed trees.
Repositioned, basically, just changed which direction we're facing.
That's basically all we did. The problem was, Ted was on high ground, so he could see a good amount of land.
By high ground, it was like the way the hill was working, it was like maybe 5 feet higher, but like, yeah.
Yeah. And where I was sitting, there was like a big fallen tree in front of me, and just the topography just wasn't good for seeing a lot of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, we start hearing, you know, keep hearing some gobbles. Jonathan's calling. We're on shotguns. And then and then we start hearing yelping, and then I'm going to let Ted take the story away from here.
Yeah, so Jonathan's doing his calls. We've been sitting there. We've been sitting in our new positions for, I wasn't keeping track of time at all.
Probably 20 minutes.
Probably 20 or 30 minutes is what I was going to say. So, yeah. And then we started hearing, like, yelps pretty close, like 70 yards away. And so Jonathan starts talking to the turkey, right? He's talking, she's talking, because it's a yelp, and usually females yelp, the hens yelp. So they're talking. He's just trying to really get, like, a tom in and being more aggressive to get a tom in instead of that hen. So he's, like, going at it, right? Then the turkey does one last yelp, and he does one last yelp, and then she kind of, like, ghosts him, right? But then, like, all of a sudden, he's a little behind us, and he's still further down just a little bit, but I see something kind of come up from the hill and just come down. And I had seen a squirrel before, and it looked like to me like a turkey, but this was like definitely a turkey because it was like, it looked more black and dark, and it was kind of running like a bird. So it kind of came and ran down the hill a little bit. And then I kind of like see it. It's pretty far away, probably like 40 or 50 yards. And there was one angle I saw of it that it was like actually fanned out, giving it the good old strut 40 yards away from me, getting ready to walk right in front of Rob. And the first time it like kind of peeks over that hill, I kind of like point with like do a knife hand point towards it to Jonathan. And he's like, and I think he took it as like, oh yeah, I hear that too. Right. I don't think he took it as I see a turkey coming at us. And like, that's not like a communication breakdown or anything. It's just like kind of what happened.
We never discussed like hand motions or signaling or anything.
Yeah. We never discussed at all. Like what happens if I see a turkey, but you don't see a turkey. So I just kind of did that like as a general, there's something there, but he didn't really pick up on that. And that's fine. Cause even if he did, there was nothing we could have done really. Mm-hmm. But I see it kind of, and like, I'm looking at Rob cause I feel like I didn't know I was the only person who had seen it. Rob's still like just sitting there with his shotgun, all like trying to stay warm, kind of like huddled up.
Just
stowing
away
tree.
My thumbs. Like just,
yeah.
Not even doing anything.
Yeah. He's just sitting there doing hunting things. And I'm like, what is he doing in my mind? Because there's a turkey right in front of him. And moral of the story is Robert was too low to see the turkey. And I went over to where he was sitting. And if he had stood up for a second at the perfect time, he would have gotten a perfect shot at that turkey. But we had no way of saying there's a turkey right there. And then we probably waited another hour, honestly.
No, it was not an hour. It was probably another 20 minutes. I think we sat down, kept hearing just gobbles around us for probably 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started hearing the yelping, and that whole thing lasted probably 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we probably went 30 minutes without hearing another sign of a turkey, like close to us. I think I probably heard a few more gobbles, like way in the distance occasionally. I don't know if you did, but like we're talking way in the
yeah,
distance.
Way in the distance.
Like
yeah.
Not even worth like sticking around for. I mean, yeah, so we got up. But yeah, and what's funny is I considered like, hey, maybe I should go sit up on that fallen tree. If I were, the only problem with that is I would be in front of you slightly. So if you were to shoot in my, like it wouldn't have been super safe.
But like, you would have gotten a shot off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And maybe I should have said something too about like, hey guys, I really can't see a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, when we were moving to get a better position, we were not like really being strategic. We were just being like, just get on the tree and, you know, sit down.
Yeah. And like, I feel like that situation could have only played out ever so slightly better because we had no clue. Like, we didn't make a plan. If we had made a plan, like, me and Rob had made a plan for, like, who's going to shoot first and what and, like, all that stuff. But we never made a plan for, like, what if one of us sees a turkey and the other doesn't.
The only way this could have gone better is if I had better visibility or our Jake decoy was kind of was not positioned very well to where, like, you couldn't really see the head very well. And so if the head was up, there was possibility that the tom would have seen that and come and attacked the decoy. And if that were to happen, Ted would have gotten a good shot off.
But, oh, yeah. Well, I saw it, and, like, I almost thought, because I thought Jonathan could definitely see it. I was thinking to myself, Jonathan, why didn't it come to our decoys? They're right there.
Yeah. Well, and I found him, too. The hen decoy, too. Hen decoy is pretty camo.
Yeah.
Just as a hen is supposed to be. Like, it's really the male's head that, like, flashes and says, like, I'm here.
And then we walked around a little bit more, and then we went back up. We talked. We showed Jonathan our amazing calling skills. Jonathan ordered my call because it's absolutely cracked. It's an amazing call.
Yeah.
Takes no skill at all, and it's just the best.
Yeah. So that's our turkey hunting experience. We're going to go back to Amelia. We're also going to hunt here because
we kind of like know what we're looking for now.
Well, yeah. And it's not that we didn't. It's just like maybe a little bit of a confidence booster.
Yeah.
Possibly. I think honestly, the fact that Jonathan said it could be coyotes, because I see coyotes almost as often as turkeys. Probably as often or more often. I see turkeys on the game camera probably once a week. Same thing with coyotes.
You haven't been over there, but if you go back up towards the quarry, through that trail, there's carnage from a turkey.
Mm.
And we've seen other carnage from a turkey before.
Yeah.
And we've seen, so like, yeah, we know they're predators towards turkeys there, especially.
This is what I'm thinking. We're going to work on our properties to make them being able to hold turkeys and deer as good as possible, which means this year, trapping season and hunting season. Well, first of all, turkey season. If we see a coyote come into our turkey calls, we're going to shoot at it.
Absolutely.
The other thing too is trapping season. We're going to be trapping for possums, raccoons, and coyotes. If we can, and
foxes.
Yeah, if we can make a dent into any of those populations, I think that will help the poult survival rate. And if we can get the poult survival rate up 2023, well, honestly, it'll be 2025 because 2024 is when all of the jakes.
Yeah.
So 2024, we might see a bunch of jakes, right? And then 2025 is when, like, big boom year.
I might honestly, like, tomorrow morning I have work and stuff, so like I don't really want to go to Nancy's property, but I might like just step outside, right? Once it's around the time that they'd be waking up. On our property or
Nancy's.
Nancy's. Yeah. So yeah, I could like
do stuff. You don't have to wake up nearly as early because you can just.
Yeah, and I can do stuff here because like I cannot believe in the snow. There was a time when it snowed here. And it was only like 3 or 4 inches, right? But I was playing hide and go seek in the snow with the kids, and I was in the woods and I saw some turkey tracks. And I was like, I'm gonna follow these towards the turkeys, right? And just kind of stay hidden, whatever. And I actually followed them towards the turkeys, and it was a group of at least 4. It looked like more 6 or 8 though. And they saw me and they flew up. And if I had a gun and it was season, I would have killed a turkey. But we know they're around here sometimes. Yeah. They're just not very predictable.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I think it's very hard to pattern turkeys just because what they eat is so different, right? Like, because they can stay in, like, a pine flat, like, all day long. Whereas, like, a deer can't stay there all day.
Yeah.
There's no water. There's no food. All there is possibly cover. For turkey, they can be running around a pine flat all day long, poking at, you know, grubs and stuff from dead pine. Like,
yeah,
they can hang it. Like, I guess the fact that they're just roamers. I guess
what I'm gonna say. Fun fact also, you don't need a shotgun, like, stopper for your ammo to turkey hunt. You don't need it. It's not
in Virginia.
For all you Alaskan viewers,
man, that's tough for y'all. But yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get a turkey just because
I think there's a huge chance we're gonna get a turkey this season.
Yeah, me too.
And honestly, for deer season, like, I might just go ham on the turkeys again.
What do you mean? Like,
use that as another turkey season.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to do that, don't kill any Jakes or Toms.
Yeah.
Save them for the spring. If you're going to take one, take a hen. And I know all you all are saying,
do it around Thanksgiving.
No, you don't necessarily have to do it around Thanksgiving. But my point in that is, like, if you kill a Jake or a Tom in the fall, that means that Jake or Tom isn't going to be around for spring turkey when you need another turkey. Around, yeah. Right? Hen.
How would you hunt turkey in the fall though when no one does mating?
Go look on YouTube. There's no videos of fall turkey hunting. None.
That makes sense. I guess it's just, hey, a turkey walks in front of me and boom, I shoot.
Yeah, that's my guess, is people are deer hunting and turkeys walk in front of them and they're like, hey, it's turkey season, I'm gonna kill a turkey.
Thanksgiving's in 10 days.
Yeah, like that. Because if you look on YouTube, there's like no videos
on how to fall turkey in.
Yeah. And
that would make sense. It's like, yeah, the hunting seasons are strategically placed when they're mating and you can like pattern them.
And that's the same thing for deer.
Like, exactly. That's
deer,
what I'm saying.
The whole deer season is based around their mating season.
Bear season. When does bear season take place?
Same time.
Like mating?
As deer. Pretty much.
Do bear mate then? Or do they like
hibernation? I think they do it in the summer, possibly. But here's the thing.
Mate or...
In the West, in Western states, they have spring bear season. So if you go up to Washington, or Washington's trying to get rid of spring bear season. Let's That's take Montana. Nice. Montana, you go up to Montana, you can go spring bear hunting, and then you can go spring turkey hunting, which is pretty cool. And that's like when they're coming out of hibernation. They're eating all the blueberries, right? And that's
tasty.
Yeah, and that's when you want them. You don't really want them when they're, you know, eating grass, you know, fish. No, eating grass is fine. You don't want them when
they're eating fish. Yeah.
Yeah, like I've heard, like when people go out,
salmon flavored bear.
Ew, yeah, no. The you know, you see people go to Alaska seashore, right, where there's just these massive brown bears that are over 1,000 pounds, right? They shoot it. And then they have a bunch of stinky bear meat just because that's what they've been eating is fish, right? And that's why I love Steve Renell. Like, I've watched all the episodes of Meteor and whatever. And he was saying the only way he'd go to kill an Alaskan brown bear is a very small spot, and I think it's British Columbia, where they exist, where there's no salmon. It's just blueberries. Because he hunts for meat purposes pretty much only, not necessarily for a trophy. Like he wants to eat what he shoots. Yeah. Right. And so doing it in Alaska and spots where there's just tons of salmon is just, it doesn't taste as good.
Yeah. So our boy Fisher Yen, you said you couldn't do next week for fishing with a big fishing influencer around here. So he said, I'm quite packed this week, but after this one, I should be more free. Okay. So maybe next week.
Yeah.
Her optimal spawn may or may not be over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. I realized, like, 2020 is when we really got into fishing, and it was so easy then because
we weren't hunting.
Well, no, because we were locked down.
Oh, right. No, I think it's because we weren't hunting. Because we're hunting now too.
Yeah.
But actually, lockdown makes more sense too, because like we were literally out there 4 or 5 times a week.
I was out there every day, like in the spring. If you remember from like
four March, or five times a week,
from March to when I caught that giant fish in late April, I went like almost every single day.
Yeah, it was warmer then though.
Yeah,
it was definitely a lot warmer because when you caught your fish, it was not 32 out that morning.
Yeah, no. We're in the midst of a cold front. It was 32 this morning, and it's probably freezing. Like 60 right now.
It's like, but It really made me want more cryptic gear.
Yeah, the but yeah, turkeys are tough.
They're very tough. We're gonna get one though.
We'll get one
eventually. I have very much confidence.
Yeah, Jonathan, the guy who took us turkey hunting, was telling us that he knows a guy who's been consistently turkey hunting for 5 years and still hasn't gotten one.
And then he also said that guy like just kind of does it for recreation though and isn't serious, like super serious.
Well, he doesn't go out like every bleeding time he gets, you know.
But I'm pretty sure he used the word casual turkey hunter.
Yeah.
Like just when it's convenient. So, but 5 years is still a long time. Yeah. I think that's actually the same person also who still hasn't killed a buck. So he just has really bad hunting luck.
Well, if you go onto his Instagram page, it's like all rabbit hunting. Like he's a big rabbit hunter, big rabbit guy.
But... 'cause that's all that walks in front of him. That's tough. Like,
yeah.
I know how it feels to not be able to kill a buck. You remember how many times I go out or went out? I'm so tired right now.
Wait, what?
By the way, waking up or going to bed at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the night and then waking up at 4:30 is not a very wise decision.
Yeah. But yeah.
And then for some reason, I woke up and one of my AirPods was gone from its case and was just like in my bed somewhere. It was weird.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get some fishing done. I want to try to go catfishing soon. Try that.
So I have a confession to make on the podcast. You already know this, Rob, because you were the one who taught me out of it. I was almost like, because Rob can't drive and look at his phone at the same time. Also, he can't drive and probably, like, I had to tell him when to slow down after his whole flying into the left turn.
I wouldn't say that, but...
Robert, every single turn after that, I was like, yeah, you should start slowing down about right.
Because you were being more proactive about it, but I didn't need it.
Robert, okay, let's not kid ourselves.
What were you going to say? What did I teach you?
You can't drive. Goodness gracious. That's the lesson we learned today.
I guess we're not going turkey hunting anymore.
No, you can drive well enough. Like, I can drive better. I'm just saying it's not legal. And I don't think we need to get pulled over. Wow, you just got your license. I have my learners and we have a gun in the back.
Hmm. Yeah.
We know the gun part isn't illegal, but I mean, it's quite the combo. That would be a very long ticket.
What were you trying to...
I was saying, I was almost ready to just give him directions and then sleep in the car. I wore camo just in case, like, I changed my mind. And then I kind of changed my mind. And in the first 15 minutes of walking around, we heard a gobble, and it was completely worth it then. And then I saw a turkey.
Yeah. And he's the only one who saw it.
I kind of felt bad for that, though. Like, because to me, it's like, I fish a lot, right? So it's my fishing brain saying, like, well, what if I didn't see it? Because, like, it's only me. So, like, no one else can, like, back me up. So, like, what if I didn't see it? What if it was just a figment of my imagination? But it really didn't look like a figment of my imagination, especially because Jonathan literally called it in.
Yeah.
But I don't have photographic evidence, and you didn't see it either. So, yeah. It's just... we'll get him next time.
Hopefully, yeah. And we're not opposed. Since none of us have killed a turkey, we are not opposed to shooting Jakes. We will shoot Jakes.
I thought you were
going
to say the other thing we're not opposed to.
Oh, shooting him off a roost? Here's the thing
about
that.
Or are you opposed to that? And
no,
I'm
no,
not.
No. Here's the thing. The fact of the matter is, shooting him off a roost right now, as in this week and probably next week, is going to be very, very hard. Because there's not a lot of foliage, so you can't get super close to the roost anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And we don't know where they're roosting exactly.
Yeah. And so, like, once, like, in the last week, possibly, when there's a ton of foliage, right? But, like, right now, you really can't. There would probably never be an opportunity for us to shoot it off the roost.
Did you, when you asked about that, like, random tree in the middle of the field, if that was a good roost, were you saying, like, that's an example of a tree they could roost in? Or were you saying, like, they might roost.
I was saying that, looks
that
like a
tree specifically in the middle of the field where they'd be completely exposed.
No, because they're on the ground. I mean, they're up in the tree.
But they're in the middle of the field. They're still completely exposed. There's plenty
of, I've seen millions of videos on Instagram.
What if there's like...
of like turkeys roosting in big trees like that in the middle of fields.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's such a prey for like bald eagles though.
I mean, yeah, but bald eagles are not nocturnal, so they wouldn't have to worry about that.
What do you mean? A bald eagle could wake up early in the morning, grab a turkey.
It could, but turkeys, just because turkeys are still in the roost doesn't mean they're sleeping. They gobble. Like in the early morning when we were hearing gobbling, they were still all on their roost.
I know they were still all on their roost.
Wide awake.
I just don't think they would roost that easily in like just a tree in the middle of the field.
Well, I've seen plenty of videos where there's trees that are even more bare than that and more exposed than that.
Prove it.
You want me to find...
Sure, right now. Yeah, right now.
Turkey roosting?
Absolutely. Do it in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Or 4 minutes and 50 seconds, I mean. Less than that, actually. You have 3 minutes.
Bro.
Oh, wow, you literally just pulled it up. Okay, never mind. I take back what I said. Okay, I take back what I said.
Now, it makes sense why they don't roost on the tree, but I was just saying, like, how easy would it be if they roosted there? Because there's a tree line around the roost, so all you'd have to do is walk the tree line around to it to where you're, like,
I feel like they see you.
50 yards away.
I feel like they'd see
you. Stand the tree line. Like in the woods.
That'd make more
sense.
You
sneak up to the edge to where you're like maybe 60, 75 yards. And then, you know.
Yeah.
They fly down and you get them to come over to you.
I'm honestly still kind of scared to shoot that turkey wood. I've never shot a turkey wood in my life.
Just don't worry about it. It's really not that bad.
It'll probably be the whole thing, like, gooseloads, they hurt a lot when you're, like, just out training, right? But, like, when you're actually shooting them, you can shoot three consecutively, bang, 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 and, like, you still don't feel it in your arm afterwards.
It really is not bad. Like, it hits hard, but, like, you're totally right. Like, when you're in the moment of about to shoot a turkey, like...
You never, like, even in the Seek One, right, you could see, like, when they were target practicing, he was like, oh, that hurts hard. And then after, like, he shot his actual turkey, he didn't say anything. He went back for the shell. That's it.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, too, is, she was going to say, accuracy-wise, so everyone says, like, aim for the head neck area, right? Mm-hmm. Jonathan was telling you just aim at the head, right?
Yeah.
Some people say the head. Some people say like the neck in between. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking for me, just because my shotgun is not a turkey shotgun by any means, I'm going to aim like a little bit lower, right?
You patterned your shotgun, right? Where is it hitting?
Sure. It's not super clumped up. And this is at 20 yards. So I might aim, give him a chance, aiming just a tad lower so that... it's gonna be interesting to read it.
Or will it?
But let's see here.
Yeah, you have like 1 minute.
Just aiming a tad lower will if it doesn't hit the head and neck area, it'll hopefully at least get some of the vitals.
That makes sense.
Here we go. So that's a dead turkey. But it's not as condensed as I'd like it to be. And that's at like 20.
Huh. Oh, that's at 20?
Yeah.
Dang, son.
I know. Like, it would kill.
Dang, son.
But, like, just to be safe, my aim a little lower.
Yeah. So, thank you for tuning in. We'll probably have another one up sometime. I had to drag Robert in here by his toes. So, we'll have one up sometime soon.
Make sure to rate it. Share it with your friends.
Subscribe. We're going to... we have already a YouTube channel up. It doesn't have any videos on it, so good luck finding it. But if you find it, subscribe. We're going to post our next turkey hunting video on there. Or maybe, turkey hunting adventure.
Or two before that.
Yeah. But y'all have an amazing day, and God bless.